Okay, today's podcast is about making buying from your company easier. So making purchasing from your company easier, however you want to look at it.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This is what I know. You always need to analyze the buying process. You know, the problem, again, with so many small businesses, they open up the business and it gets going and the owner starts making a little bit of money and they don't improve anything. And one thing that I always want to do is look at how can I make purchasing from our companies easier? Easier. And why I say this, I recently had an experience with a very high-end hotel where we were trying to rent their facilities, and it would have been a really nice check they would have gotten. And let me just share with you my experience, because it's everything you don't want in a buying experience. So I call ahead, and I call their sales department. I say, listen, we would like to rent a very large room. We would like to have it catered, the whole kit and caboodle, you know, everything they'd want. And we were doing it on a weekday, which is like free money for them. So, you know, this is the absolute easy sale that you get when you answer your voicemail. Okay, I'm leaving it for them. Nobody calls me back. Thankfully, it was in my area, so I was aggravated at that point. So I'm like, I just want to meet this incredible sales staff that has treated me so great. So I go in there, and I bring my son with me because I want him to see how I share my happiness with someone, or how thus I negotiate. So I go in there to meet this person who did not return my phone call. And I meet with the receptionist lady, and I'm like, I said, I called on Wednesday and this person has never called me back yet. And, you know, she apologizes and blah, blah, blah. I said, just curious, how long has she been with your company? See, I knew this was going to turn into a podcast, so I had to get my information. Oh, she's been with us forever. I said, well, great. Oh, okay. Kind of put that in the back of my mind. I said, great. Can you tell her Sean Castrina, who was left a voicemail 2 days ago about doing extensive business with your company, is here and would like to talk to her for a minute? They can't find her, literally. I mean, it is like a scavenger hunt trying to find her. Everybody's going around. They go, she might be going to the restroom to get her morning water. Her morning water. It was like 9:17. Okay, she started work at 9. I'm kind of cracking up here, but at this point, I'm having fun with the whole thing, and my son is getting highly entertained because he knows I'm going to turn this into a complete comedic event. So this is going on for like 10 minutes. They cannot find her. And I finally say to Steph, I said, have you thought about maybe texting her? They're trying to do the whole intercom thing. And, oh, yeah, that would be a great idea. Yeah, okay. So they get her in. So she comes in to meet with me. And then I say to her, I said, you know, I'm the guy who calls on Wednesday. You haven't never returned my call. She completely oblivious. Oh, okay. And then she starts taking my information. No apology or whatever the case may be. Then I'm trying to, she needs to get another person involved in this sale. And so she goes to the other person. Now, I've been in the office there for like 15 minutes already, and it was a small office. So I could hear basically the conversation this other person was having because it was so quiet. And she's having a personal conversation. She's laughing. I mean, you know, it's about what they did this weekend, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, oh, she's on a very busy phone call. Can we reschedule this? And I'm like saying to myself, listen, I'm like, okay, let me just go through this experience. I go, I called you on Wednesday. You haven't called me back. I come into your office this morning. You're on a power walk. You know, I'm being funny there. So, you know, very slow, not getting very excited about a sales, very low energy person. And then they need to involve another person who's on a phone call with a personal matter. It was far from a sale. It was far from a business call based on the fact that I'm six feet away from her office door. And this is a big time, you know, it's a Fortune 1000 company. And it hit me like, this is how we make selling. This is why companies stink. I said to myself when I left, I go, how many sales have they lost because of the ineptness, laziness, lack of energy, and follow through of the two people that is running their sales department? And it's just so common. It's so common. We need to make buying easy for our customers. So how do we do that? One is you staff it. You staff it with people that are salespeople, people with a little bit of energy. I've made this mistake. I did it recently. One of my business partners talked me into bringing on somebody in one of our areas. And when I met this person, literally, I've never seen anybody with any less energy. But he's like, oh, customers absolutely love him. And I'm like, this will defy everything I believe in hiring. I said, but because you're giving me the word that this person's great, I will try it. And I told him that day, I will absolutely apologize. I will tell anything you want to hear, but I'm telling you, this is not going to work. I said, this person violates every single hiring principle I have because I want to make selling easy. I want somebody who's excited to sell you, going to get all the information back to you, great energy. You know, you have a staff that wants to sell, you can tell the difference. Well, on both ends, just like the experience I just shared with you, they couldn't sell anything. 6 weeks later, this person that was supposed to be so good, I had to terminate and let go of. Staff your company with salespeople. If you have anything to do with sales, whether it's coming in on the phone or the meeting people, you can tell somebody who has a little natural, you know, a natural salesmanship to them. They're excited about the product and or service. They have a little bit of enthusiasm, competitive, you know, make selling easy. You put low energy people out there that could care less. You know, they have no competitiveness in them. They could care less if they sell something today or a week from now. Okay, it's never going to be great. Number two, more selections and services. I mean, this is where Walmart's made a fortune. This is where Amazon has made a fortune. You look at all these companies that are really good, they constantly add more services. You know, I remember seeing that elbow thing that, golly, was it Copperfit with, what's his face? Brett Favre. Now they got Copperfit. They have everything but a Copperfit jockstrap, for crying out loud. Everything that you could wrap in copper for sports, they've done except the one I just mentioned. Okay? More constantly. The other one is the Flex Seal. You know, the Flex Seal thing. Now you could do anything. You used to be able to do the bottom end of a boat, but there's nothing you can't wrap in this tape. More selections, more services. More locations. You want to make buying easier? Create locations that are closer, okay? Selection easier. That's why we have a designer on staff with one of our companies. We want to make you selecting what you want effortless. Make it turnkey. I always say, like gutter guards in bowling, I want to make it so my customers can't screw this thing up. I want them to know how easy it's going to be. I love when a customer says in our TV commercials, it was so easy. Because it's normally something that would be difficult. And our customers, and that's a key word that I have them use, they made it so easy for me. Okay? Turnkey. Make the buying process easy. Make payments effortless. PayPal, credit cards, in-house financing, you know, a 3-pay, an auto pay, whatever the case may be. Don't make buying the product difficult. We've done that sometimes where you go to a website and they kind of drag the buying process out. Man, I love when you give me that PayPal button or I can save my buying credit. The reason why Amazon gets so much cotton picking money out of me, I hit one button, boom. I ordered a book yesterday on Sunday from Amazon. I kid you not. I had it at my office today. I think they have like little angels with wings dropping crap off for you that just go nonstop 24/7. Okay, but they make it easy for me to buy it and they get my business at a default. Make suggestions. That's what Audible does, Amazon, and how many other companies. You buy something from them, then they, you know, like clothing companies, they start finding your style that you like. Vineyard Vines does this with me. Bonobies does it with me. You know, I'll buy a tie, boom. Next thing I open up my email, I got a suit sitting in there or a pair of shoes they think I like. You make suggestions. If you're a service company, make suggestions. If you sell your customer A, what would piggyback off of that? Find complementary services. Finally, remove skepticism. You want to make buying easier for your customers? Just understand this, is that there is skepticism with any purchase. So you got to remove that. Testimonials remove skepticism. We have a variety of TV and radio commercials, and they're specifically designed to overcome false beliefs that they may have. A, it's going to be complicated. That's where we have that. No, they made it so easy. It's going to take a lot longer than I thought it would take. No, they did it so fast for me. It's going to cost a lot more than I thought it would be. Gosh, they stayed within my budget. Whatever. I have a list of all the false beliefs that I think customers may have, and I have a radio and or television commercial to deal with every single one of those. I want to remove skepticism. You do that with awards, warranties, things of that nature. Again, what we talked about today was how you can make buying easier for your customers. So make buying from you easier. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.